Prepare to enter the Elf Tree.
Are you receiving my transmission, or am I speaking to myself? Good. Welcome to the undisclosed location of nowhere. We broadcast for you.
This place is a little trashy.
Right.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Joe was in here the other day with Junebug, and
yeah, we trashed
and
it.
They left it a mess.
Right.
So, welcome to Earthship Radio, everybody.
Yes.
It's Ian, Joe, and Martin.
Yep. We're here. Rocking.
Rocking and rolling.
Fucking. So, there was an election. There was a UK general election.
UK general election.
Just like November general election here.
Do they wear wigs?
No, that's in a court. That's in a courtroom. No wigs.
But they still do. That's the thing.
And then have a nice toupee.
But they do. They do have.
Nice.
There you go. Turning that down a little bit. There we go.
There we go.
Hey, we're doing this.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, that's better. It's quite hard to listen with that noise on it.
Yeah,
that noise filter on it. You record with the filter on.
Oh yeah. I don't know. I mean, we like to create the world.
Yeah.
A little bit. But in like, what is it? What's the Old Bailey? Isn't that a court?
It is London? A court. Yeah.
Yeah. I went to watch a trial there one day, just kind of be one of the guys in the galley, just all watching. Right. It was an arson trial, but yeah, everybody still wore like the powdered wigs and the thing.
Yeah.
And they all had laptops and cell phones out and shit.
They look fucking ridiculous.
What
it does.
What the hell is going on? Why are people doing this?
I have no idea.
Well, I mean, that's the justice system, I guess. You know, it's like a judge wears his robes and has the little gavel.
Well, you know, I mean,
Henry Gavel.
But doesn't it kind of look like a children's play though when you kind of look at it?
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. Isn't it?
It's true.
Well, it's a very, very old fucking country with a lot of old traditions. I mean, why the fuck do we still have a royal family? Fucking hell, who gives a fuck? Do you know what I mean?
Fucking world.
They've named the new baby. Oh, great, another fucking. Cunt, there's going to be.
I want to play tennis.
Well, yeah, that's going to be funded by the taxpayer.
That's terrible. I shouldn't say that.
Now, what's her name though? Her name is
Charlotte Elizabeth Diana.
Charlotte Elizabeth Diana
Windsor.
Windsor.
Charlotte's a great name. Way to go,
Charlie. Yeah. I bet she'll be Princess Charlie.
If she's like a tomboy.
Oh, that's going to be you. Already fucking did it. That's
just
it.
Did it.
She could be, you know, tomboyish.
She's got a huge bulge.
Charley.
She might be trans. I'd welcome it. It'd be good.
Me too. Yeah.
I think that'd be great.
Do you think the royal family would?
That would never be disclosed.
I mean, there's no way that they can hide this. Like, even if there was, you know, back in the day, the royal family could hide the freak. You know,
that's harsh.
The mutated. Well, but they did though. Like the mutated type of children and all the royal family
locked them in the attic.
But they did, right? I mean,
I guess there's stories out there.
Yeah. You know, but we're talking like King Henry VIII.
The mad uncle that they locked in the attic.
Yes, I mean those kinds of things. There's no way you could do that now. Everybody in the world knows that she had that baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they could hide it if something like that was.
But the thing is, he were on the news, Prince William, saying. We just want to be left alone. You know, we want our privacy.
Sure.
Well, fucking give up the throne, go and get a fucking job, and fucking live in a normal house. But until the fucking taxpayers stops paying for you to live in a palace, then be available to that fuck. Because that's who's keeping you in the lifestyle you're accustomed to. Don't want the public being of interest, you know, or you don't want to be of interest to the public, and you don't want to be in the public eye, then go and earn your own fucking money and stop being a fucking sponger.
That sounds like the guy in the porn theater that cleans out the boots.
Jerry the sponges in.
Yeah. So what happened with this election? Because Joe sent over an email about you sent over.
When's
a show
the last time you changed out that water bucket?
Like the Russell Brand like reaction and stuff like that. Like you had this little tirade about Russell Brand. Like,
well, because Russell Brand,
what happened there?
Well, because Russell Brand has been talking on, banging on for all this time about, you know, Don't vote. Yeah. Revolution. Blah, 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 blah. This. You know, anti-establishment. And then he has the leader of the main opposition, basically the Democrat guy.
Ed Miliband.
Has him on Trues. And like Trues is kind of reserved for fighting the fight. I thought, you know.
You're right.
This is, you know, so he abandons all this. I think, I don't know, he lost some integrity, I think. And
yeah, damn, that is a shame.
Supported kind of the mainstream, or at least one of the mainstream narratives, got behind it and supported it and told people to vote for this guy.
But you know what that also is? It's behavior of an addict.
Well, maybe.
That sucks because I can see some of his points where he's like...
I knew his point. His point was, don't let the conservatives back in. I think that was his point. I think he was trying to use all his influence. I don't believe in his heart of hearts he thought Ed Miliband were going to save the world, but I just thought he were probably better than the alternative.
You know what? I watched the whole interview today, and I didn't get that sense from him at the beginning, but then he said something. He said what I took to be like a singular thought or moment or something like that Russell Brand kind of latched onto. I don't know. I haven't been watching his show over the past couple of weeks, so I haven't been keeping up with like that shift, but there was definitely a shift in tone of conversation throughout that 15-minute interview that he had with the guy.
I think he let him do a political pitch. That's the
kind
thing.
Of. It was.
He didn't really take him to task. He didn't really question him. Yeah.
No, you're right. You're right.
He allowed him to make a political pitch on this channel that he's established as an outlet for alternative news stories. Right. He let the mainstream take over this and.
Well, he did. He did Politics Week. I'm like, even the concept of having a week on your channel like that is a corporatized thing. It's like Shark Week, or it's like
it's fine if he's giving
election America. You know,
it's fine if he's saying something different. But that guy, Ed Miliband, could have gone on BBC, he could have gone on Sky, he could have gone anywhere and delivered that same message. I feel like in some ways he diluted his brand.
Maybe someone paid him a little visit.
Well, maybe. Yeah,
it was. I watched the interview, and so what was his reaction? Like, why was everybody like up in arms about his reaction?
Who?
The podcast that you sent over was
I think he was just a little stumbly. Yeah. He was a little stumbly over his last few, like kind of his reasonings behind what he was doing.
Sure.
They just seemed kind of weird to me, like when you have to prove why you're doing something to people. It's like you either
it's a perversion of behavior. And
it's interesting.
He kind of at this point right now, like, cuz I listened to his audiobook and I you know kind of heard his story and his words, you know, which, you know, could be twisted whichever way. But he seems to own the fact that he's an addict. And if he, you know, if this is anything like that kind of a behavior in the, like the behavior pattern of, you know...
I mean, I would still feel like he believes in the things that he talks about.
Right.
You know what I mean? I think his core is there. Like, you can't talk about that kind of shit.
Right.
And then still, you know, maybe he got caught up in, like, this moment where you're living life, things are fast. This dude paid a visit. All of a sudden, he didn't realize it was being pitched, but he's also wanting to present his shit honestly and doesn't want to edit him out and not give him his platform.
Yeah.
Hopefully people can see through the lies. I mean, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Like, how did he influence anybody? Like, influence the election? Russell Brand? Like, I mean...
Well, he's got a lot of young people. And don't forget, these politicians are so out of touch. There's a lot of young... You know, he's got the young demographic... Russell Brand. He's got like 9 million people follow him, I think, on Twitter or something like this. You know what I mean? He's got a huge audience of young people who are not watching BBC. They're not watching election coverage. So he has got a huge amount of influence in a collective of people that I think politicians can't usually reach. So I think, but I you kind of understand in some ways because, like I said, something really fucking weird happened with this election, because I think Russell Brand's point was this guy's got the best chance of winning against the Conservatives.
Right.
So let's get behind him just to get the Conservatives out. We'll worry what Ed Miliband's going to do when he gets in, but he can't be any worse than this guy. This guy, you know, austerity, fucking the NHS.
What is austerity?
Well, the rich get richer. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, as a concept, sure, but I mean, how does austerity's?
Let's get the
consolidation. Like consolidation of power.
It's an economic It's a political and economic plan, basically. In economics, austerity is the policy of reducing government budget deficits. Austerity policies may include spending cuts, tax increases. So basically, just putting the squeeze on everybody.
Yeah, why? Like, why should we have to pay to live here? It's not like we chose. Again, I don't remember who I keep talking to about this. But,
so basically, it's the act of, you know, you remember when the bankers went down?
Well, you know, no, I don't remember when the bankers went down because they all got bailed out.
That's an austerity measure. Bailing out the bankers was an austerity measure because the people paid for it. Do you know what I mean? To keep the creditors happy.
Yes.
So we pay extra taxes to keep all the
So why
Occupy Wall Street? That's what
why are we having to pay taxes for living here when it wasn't our choice to be born? It wasn't our choice to be brought into this world. So why aren't people paying taxes for the lives that they choose to bring into this world?
True.
You know, like, if you choose to increase the population, then pay your part of that.
Well, it's like, there's a balance where it's kind of necessary to keep population going, so how would you delegate who can, you know? So I think taxes in general are just bullshit.
Well, I mean,
I don't know. I'm trying to work your way out of people having to just.
But that's the way a community is supposed to work. Yeah. Like, a community is supposed to pitch in what they, you know, in order to make sure that the community as a whole has enough for all of them to consume. Like, if I make sure that I have enough for me, and then therefore the community will all be sustained. Yeah. So, like, I feel like we could do that on a much bigger scale, like you know, people investing in their own stuff.
There's just like funky shit with centralized power, you know, centralized money systems and stuff just create issues with people not getting corrupt, you know, and being bought off and shit, you know. It just always happens and it's not ending until it, you know, stuff has changed, in my opinion, on the money front. Just because, how do you get...
This is your God. I mean, goodness, that could not be more true of how people view everything. I mean...
If we really wanted to see an awake world, you would have to take away that crutch. It's such a huge crutch.
What do people do with most of their day? You and I talked about this yesterday. Mm. People spend most of their day in an office making money to pay for a car that you're in a third of, you know, a fraction of the amount you're at work. Just takes you to and from work from your house, and to pay for a house that you're in most of the time in which you're sleeping.
Yeah, you're only in your house that you're paying for when you're asleep. Most of the time you're at your work that you're working for to pay for the house that you're never in, and you pay for the car that you drive to the job.
Right.
To earn the money to pay for the house you're never in.
Yes.
This is what...
Moving pieces around on a chessboard. That's all you're doing.
I believe we were supposed to achieve so much more than this. And I know technologically we're getting quite advanced and everything's getting macro and smaller, but I think the human spirit, what we are, I think is getting just lost, you know?
It is. Well, as individuals and then as collective individuals, like... Mm. You get people, you know, an individual at Apple might have the idea for a particular product, but then the corporation itself gets behind it and it becomes this unstoppable force, this unstoppable train that is not
Google.
What its intended, what its original intent was for. It's just what's good for the widespread world based on a very select few. It's such a weird... No, people don't allow that to happen on a schoolyard. Like, maybe they do. Maybe they do. This coming from the homeschooler, I have no idea what it's actually like.
Where are you going with it?
Where am I going with it?
What are you trying to say?
Like, in a situation where we are, although that's exactly what's going on right now, like, you know, if Martin and I wanted to have a barbecue grill out on our patio, I think the two of us are smart enough to be able to handle that, but... Because we have rules and regulations and two people who would tell us that we couldn't do it, we don't do it. But, like, why? Why would we?
You guys can't put a pit out there?
No.
That's bullshit.
We can.
Can we?
Yeah, they've got one.
Oh. Okay, well, I'm going to just cut this whole thing out.
That's awesome. Yeah.
No, but, like, I don't know. I mean, when you're kids, everybody's all about things being fair. And maybe it's just because...
Life's not fair.
Yeah, get over people it. People don't know.
Well, that's because of this, again, this government control. Like, again, like, these austerity measures, because we are, they are in control. So they cut funding to education programs because they insist that they're doing this for our benefit. So if you're on disability, if you're sick, they cut your benefits, they cut your money to preserve the banking system. And what they do is they put they increase prices on gas and on food. So it's the average person is just squeezed and squeezed and squeezed, cut at all, you know, and their education's cut.
That's the definition of conservatives.
Cut education, you cut people learning about what's going on.
That's it. And all that, people who are sick, that's why the healthcare system is going to be like it is here. They're going to cut. They've already cut in funding to the NHS. I mean, they said they're going to put more.
And we're like far down on the education list too. In a world standard, like the U.S. is fucking far down the list. It's crazy. It's like, wait a minute.
So is it like one side is trying to keep everybody dumb so that we don't learn about what's going on, and the other side's trying to educate everybody about the stuff that they want us to know about, and that they you know, like, you got your two different sides just kind of. I can't imagine that anybody's actually trying to get people to be actually smarter.
Well, I think people are squeezed that much that when it's like Keith David in They Live. I mean, remember what he kept saying. If people are squeezed that much, and all he could worry about were his wife and his kids.
Right.
Like, your world is this big.
Yeah.
When you have everything taken away from you, all your support, all money, everything, all your, you know, you're just in survival mode.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And once the squeeze is put on you like that, then the chance for growth and the chance
you've got none.
Yeah, you just survive. So that they put everybody in that mode. You know,
it's like war. It's like being. It's like, you know, being in Predator.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it is,
I mean,
like being in war.
You know,
it is.
You are suddenly in a life and death situation where the only thing that matters is getting to point B.
Yeah, alive, exactly. Getting to the next day. Yeah,
you know, you're only the Keith David's only. You know, goal in life was to make sure that he could send a check home to his wife and daughter.
Exactly. And he's, because his world was reduced to that. I mean, forget the arts.
Yeah.
Forget, you know, being stimulated.
He was living in a fucking shanty town, dude. Mm, I mean, he was living in a wooden pallet.
That's rock bottom
box
shit.
Or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Exactly. Like,
goodness gracious.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know how but the Conservatives, last UK election, it was a hung parliament.
So a UK election cycle is 5 years.
It's 5 years, yeah. And you have to win.
Which makes more fucking sense.
You have to win, I think it's 323 seats in the House of Commons.
Okay.
Your candidate for each part of the country has to earn at least 323 seats. If you get that in the House of Commons, you've got a majority and you're the least. So last, in 2010... the Conservatives fell short. They needed more seats.
So it wasn't Ed Miliband running for himself. It was him as the spokesperson for the party trying to drum up support for every seat that was running for Labour Party on his
yeah,
side.
So he's there.
Because if they win, he wins.
That's right.
So it's not about him running on
no.
You know, I'm Ed Miliband and I approve this message.
No. He has his own seat, and his seat is in Doncaster, which he won. But
so it's like he's a senator of Sherman Oaks. Of
yeah, wherever, basically. Yeah. Know. But he's the head of the Labour
Party.
Okay, so everybody else underneath him, they need to get so many seats.
He resigned. He didn't win? Did he not win his seat?
It's kind of a tradition that if you don't win... No, he won his seat.
Uh-huh.
He's still an MP, but he resigned from being leader of the Labour Party. It's kind of a... If you lose an election, you kind of let the next guy...
Who's the next guy, then?
I don't know. They're going to have to find a new guy.
So they vote one in?
They lock themselves into a room and, like, send up smoke signals like the Pope?
Yeah, circle jerk time! Yeah! Elections!
They all do some quaaludes. And, you know.
Where's your powdered wig?
The last election, the Conservatives didn't. They formed a coalition with another party.
Because nobody could decide.
Because, so, I mean, really, it wasn't democratic because there was no clear winner. So two parties getting together and go, we're going to form a government. That's not what the people asked for. Do you know what I mean? That's not what, that's not, nobody got a clear majority. There should have been another vote. But what they did is the Liberal Democrats and the Conservatives got together to form a coalition government. But it's been terrible. Like, honestly, England's fucked. Like, it really is. So they put this, you know, he's, you know, conservative, he's in the pocket. I mean, London is the financial capital of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's, he's a, you know, public school boy, you know, he's got no idea how people live. And yeah, he's cutting disability benefits, he's making people suffer. When I went home, there were food banks and shit, like in my hometown. And, like, people were fucking struck. I could see them queuing up. Like, they're literally like the fucking shantytown. Food banks. People have got no jobs, no nothing. They're having to go and fucking swallow their pride and turn up to places.
Dude, there's some shit about to go
fucking
down.
It's fucking dark. And
so,
I
can't, who's the Prime Minister?
David Cameron again, the Conservatives. Okay. We've had five years of that shit.
Of David Cameron already?
David Cameron. And the Conservative Party and this fucking tyranny. There's been 5 years of it. I can't believe, and I think that was Russell Brand's point, let's just get rid of these fuckers. Ed Miliband is the opposition. Let's just let him say his thing and see if we can. And he didn't. And 5 years of that shit, the country's kind of fucked, and he won a clear majority. How? Yeah. How?
Because
everybody expected another hung parliament and one of these parties were going to have to form a coalition again. But they didn't. Conservatives won a clear, like, they are the I don't know how.
The nail in the coffin.
I'm looking on Twitter and everybody's going, they've got this huge thing saying, thank you, Ed. Thank you, Ed Miliband. Because they actually believed he were actually, you know, he could do something.
Yeah.
And, like, he's got all these people following him and all this fan base. I'm thinking, where were you at the polls?
Yeah.
How did this happen?
That is so
how
odd.
The fuck did this happen? Who the fuck thought this would be a good idea?
Well, I mean, it's honestly, it would have been like Barack Obama not winning either of his elections. I mean, because I honestly, in my mind, there was no, there's really no way that either of those two old white guys was going to beat young, you know, Barack Obama.
Oh, McCain, I mean, he would fall into pieces when he was taking him on.
I mean, just...
He got the fucking Jimmy arm, and he...
It's like, who broke all this chalk around here? No, that's John McCain. He just walked down the hall.
I mean, so that's...
And he was running with Sarah Palin. It was another fucking lunatic.
Yeah, I mean, what was that about?
You remember her, Sarah Palin?
Come on up to Alaska. I want to show you my farm.
Gosh. And then now she's working for Fox News.
Is she?
Yeah, she's an independent correspondent. Amazing. Or something like that, yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's a fucking, like, how are people not getting this? This is such a game.
Unfucking
Hillary. It's such a fucking unbelievable game.
And what a warmonger Hillary Clinton is.
Oh my God, it's ridiculous.
So she's running.
Yeah, I'm running for president. Fuck off.
You fucking terrorist. You should be
locked up. You should be locked up.
Oh, it's just, it's insane. It is really mind-blowing shit upon us, my friends.
And all that, or it's going to be fucking Jeb. What were you saying about Jeb Bush? It was supposed to be Jeb before W.
I watched the Oliver Stone movie W, and they made a very clear point of Bush Sr., was focused on Jeb to, you know, because he had a political career and that they were trying to groom him to run for president and everything like that. And then W started showing an interest and suddenly he won governor of Texas and, like, everybody, the whole focus shifted to W being president. So now if Jeb's getting an opportunity, like, I don't know.
Oh, it just, like, seems so pre-planned. Yeah, exactly. He's fucking, exactly. Oh, God.
But I mean, W's...
CEO of a company handing it off to his kids, you know?
Oh, that's like, exactly what it is.
W's going to be his head financial, or not financial, his head foreign advisor.
I can't believe there's not, war in the streets. God. People are prepared to accept another Clinton or another
this
Bush.
This is fucking unbelievable shit.
How are people not rioting?
I don't know.
It's complacency. Clinton or a Bush. It's complacency. It's people asleep. It comes down to that. For real. Like, it's that. We're talking about it, and it's so insane to even think that's real.
It is. It's blatant, though. Do you know, it's like, I don't know. Either I'm just delusional or I'm a bit more awake than I was or the average person. But it seems so obvious and like...
But you would have gone in your direction at the exact opposite and same rate as everybody else is going the opposite way.
Like, possibly.
As smarter and more awakened as anybody else becomes, everybody else who's still just stuck in the, you know... the mindset of, well, you know, Hillary is a woman. I'm sure she'll be a lot different. I mean, they don't care. They do not care what she's done in the past.
Meanwhile, the fashion industry, the pantsuit industry is going to go up. Pantsuits.
It's true. Gosh, I mean.
So have you told Joe that story about your brother? No, I'm not bashing your brother in any way.
Oh, no. I mean, so there was the shooting at the Curtis Culwell Center,
the Garland one with the
mom. Owned by the Garland Independent School District. So this whole thing baffles me for a number of different reasons. But, you know, a couple of guys pulled up in a car, got out with automatic machine guns and started, like, picking people off, or trying to, at least. I don't know that they killed anybody, or they may have killed one person and, like, injured another couple. But
this is the Muhammad drawing thing.
Yes. They showed up at this... This is Muhammad drawing flag, competition. I mean, it's very suspect.
Okay.
So there's two things going on in the city. That's right. So,
yes.
So this draw, you must have heard this, draw a fucking picture of the Prophet Muhammad. Who the fuck came up with that? Number one.
Yes.
Wait, what?
This is literally what was happening in a school owned building.
So they decided to have a competition of draw a picture of the Prophet Muhammad.
Do you think they would ever have a competition to draw Jesus Christ?
No.
In Texas, they don't do that stuff. In Texas, where it's acceptable to be religious, they're still not going to do it in anything that's supposed to be educational or state-run. You're not going to have that.
They're not going
to
deface like Jesus, though, are they?
So no,
they wouldn't
not.
Accept that. So why?
Well, it's like, it's such a pointless fucking thing to do. It's like, what are you trying to prove? Like, why are you doing that?
It's made up. Nobody comes up with it. It's made up. There's nobody on earth who's going to come up with this.
I don't know.
I've got a good idea, Bob.
But this to be said, on the news, everything that anybody is talking about, especially around there, because you have to get people that are in and around that area, you have to, like, make sure they know the official story.
Yeah.
it was a couple of radicals, but they were members of ISIS. And ISIS is claiming that they have, you know, like 73 little pockets of people, and they're like 20 some plus other domesticated acts of terrorism and thing like that that's going to happen. And I'm like, this of course is going to happen.
Meanwhile, what else is happening?
You've got the Jade Helm things that are starting up in these very fucking states.
Next to a Walmart.
Apparently a dude ran into a Walmart with a hand grenade from the same little kerfuffle, because a Walmart's like right down, you know, it's just down the block. So they evacuated Walmart for like something like 14 hours.
Oh my God.
14 hours. I mean, they got the guys. Why would you continue to have such a massive store like that evacuated? 14 hours they evacuated that Walmart. Something ridiculous like that. It's some weird ass shit. But my brother's there, you know. I mean, he's talking about ISIS. He's like, I mean, this kind of shit's really happening, dude. Like, just because those are the things.
Oh my God.
And I said to him, I was like, but at the same time, on the other side of it, like, this is also kind of some of these other things are going on. So, you know, they're doing drills for domestic terrorism, and suddenly domestic terrorism's happening.
Yeah, how convenient.
Like, how convenient is all of this? That's weird. That's really, really weird. I mean.
But his brother, I mean, God love him. I don't know him. I'm sure he's a great guy. He was like, Ian, it's happening here in Texas. They're coming. The Muslims are coming.
Yeah.
Jesus. And he's like, you know, I don't.
But at the same time, it's fucking ridiculous, though.
That's not going to happen. No. There's no one wants to do this.
No.
That's too much of a burden to try to, like. No.
It might have been two absolutely just deranged individuals. Or just goons, actors, exactly.
Just because they've got a brown face and the news goes, these are the guys, it don't mean that's the guys.
No.
It don't mean that they have anything to do with it.
It doesn't mean that anybody actually died either.
Call him Abdullah Muhammad, and then, oh, we've got his guy.
Yes, exactly. Abdullah Muhammad.
Well, it's true.
Yes, you're right. But they do.
We're glad they were aware of this one event that was going on up here in Garland.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like... Oh, yeah, that's it.
They were just passing through and saw the sign for draw a picture of the Prophet Muhammad.
Is that like part of their game plan whenever they come here and they like inject themselves into society? They're like, all right, we got to go and find out what the PTA is doing.
I mean, yeah, yeah. My parents were living in the apartment complex right across the street from kind of where this was going on.
Crazy.
And I mean, that's literally what was happening. I'm, you know, people like my grandmother who live a couple blocks away, like they were. This is the story that everybody is being told out there at this moment about what happened.
What's scary is that people are believing it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's weird.
Guys, what do you think this is culminating to? What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know. I'm hoping I could just... I don't know.
I think about this shit a lot.
I was reading that the Jade Helm things are going to start becoming like they will literally round up the people that they think are... quote unquote domestic terrorists, but in the same way that the people from They Live were domestic terrorists,
right.
That's so
you know,
fucked
being labeled
up.
Domestic terrorists,
right.
Like round up anybody who's in opposition. Like that's just, I mean, those are from like deep old rabbit hole, you know, kind of blog surfing that I've done a time or two.
Yeah, fuck though. But again, these things are blatant. They're really obvious. When you've only got to look at it a little bit fucking sideways and go, hold on, there's two events going on. This is very, very convenient. And who the fuck comes up with a let's draw a picture of fucking Prophet Muhammad shit?
Yeah.
We've
yeah.
got a Bush and we have a Clinton.
But I didn't even think about that. Like, I almost let myself get sucked into that mentality, their mentality, like for a minute, until you're the one who said, who on earth decided it was a good idea to draw the Prophet Muhammad? And I was like,
nuts.
Wait a minute, you're right. Because there's high profile stinks about it all the time with like South Park trying to do something with Muhammad and everything. So like, how on earth is somebody in conservative ass Bible Belt Texas going to think it's a good idea to host?
Yeah, who gets
that kind
Marjorie,
of
get the coffee, get the flask.
Yeah,
draw Prophet. Who gets out of the bed and goes to a place to sit down to draw pictures of Prophet Muhammad? Nobody.
I don't get it.
Nobody.
I don't understand.
I love to get really blazed and go to those things.
Because who's going to draw the Prophet Muhammad? Who knows who Muhammad is? No Christians, really. No, cultural, secular people. And certainly Muslims are not going to draw the Prophet Muhammad because you're not supposed to.
But you know, I know we're talking extremists, but I don't. I think there's a lot of.
It's very
Muslims.
Shady. It's very shady because it's like it plays off the whole Charlie Hebdo thing as well, like
sure.
all the cartoon draw,
sure,
you know, people
right.
drawing this character, and so it's like there's playing this, off of that whole deal, like. Oh, yeah, anyone who's drawing Muhammad's going to get shot up or blah. It's just fucking so
well, it's
stupid.
It's
why is, you know...
demonizing Islam.
Yet another...
It's childish.
Yet,
demonizing
it's
Islam.
Childish.
I mean, in the 80s, it was the fucking Russians.
Yeah.
Now they're demonizing Islam.
Well, I mean, they've been demonizing Islam, though.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this has been happening for...
We're
how many
here,
years
guys?
Has it been since 9/11 now? You know, I mean, 14 years.
Yeah.
We've
Let's
already
call a spade a spade.
Bashed.
Let's get past all the rough times. We're all humans. Let's all hold each other's hands and sing some songs and smoke some J's.
Yeah.
It's all this bullshit that keeps everyone separated, you know?
The harmony
is,
of the world that we're
is.
Supposed to be
and
living
that, and
in.
This is, but
don't.
This is, again, I go back to They Live. It's this the energy that there's been.
The vibrations.
We are creating the terror. On the news, turn on the news. Terror, terror, terror. The good vibrations. Yeah, we're made
Sorry.
To live in fear,
Sorry.
And that fear creates a very specific energy.
It does.
You know?
Well, it's like Slenderman. You know, Slenderman is like was an internet meme, right? Like
yeah,
it was something
completely.
That was very much started on, and then it culminated at a certain point with like girls actually fucking doing some damage, and killing somebody or something like that.
Two girls killed their friend, trying to take her to the Slenderman's house.
So that energy literally. Was then manifested inside the real world.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which that's so weird. But this is the devil. This is what I'm reading this self-help
book. Lack of self-control.
I'm reading this book called The War of Art, which I've read before, and I'm reading it a second time with a much more open eye mind. Sure.
Apple
third
probably
eye.
Owns
My
that
third
too.
Eye is fucking open. So I'm reading it with
which
three
Apple
eyes
owns?
Here. But it's talking about how. Fundamentalists. It uses the word fundamentalists and then uses a lot of terminology that describes most religious, you know, believers. Create this idea of Satan. Create this idea of
right.
something that feels like, you know, scary or something like that is bad and must be avoided when it's not.
You have to have something for people to fear. You know?
Right, right. If people fear things, you'll turn from them. And the things that they fear are things that they should be doing. They should be writing that next novel. You should be, you know, making these podcasts and doing all that kind of stuff. And yet, this is more, I view this as work.
Yeah.
But it's not work, and it's definitely not paying me. So I shouldn't be doing this if I was a fundamentalist.
The thing I always thought about with, like,
responsible Christian thing to do.
With God and the devil and all this shit, like, even just in the flaw of that whole story to me, was the fact that God is God and would have absolute full dominion power over the devil, period, because he created him. And at the same time, he would also have it in him to forgive the devil and have zero animosity towards him, which would the devil, if it was smart enough...
Right, that part never made sense.
...would have the understanding knowing it was a lost battle. Like, he was going to lose. He was created by this entity beyond himself.
But don't the Gnostics have it the other way around? I know that there's certainly one aspect of Gnosticism that kind of believes, instead of it being this omnipotent force for good that created man in the world, and he cast the devil out. It's the opposite way around.
Well, it's almost like justifying good and evil, you know, for both of them to exist in the same room, when it's almost like evil shouldn't be tolerated by people. People shouldn't tolerate evil.
But this is an evil world. The point is that you got it back to front.
But people are in fear, though.
The devil is the one who has the dominion, and he kicked the good out.
Which is the purpose of the devil and...
I read there was another Higher Side chat I heard the other day where the guy was talking about Gnosticism, and it's like the earth is the creator character having thrown herself down into hell and become this planet, and that's what we are, and she is trapped within a solar system that is inhabited by unbiological planets that house the Archons. I mean,
Archons are like energy, aren't they?
Yeah, so this is exactly the stuff that I just started hearing about, and then we kind of get this kind of thing going on, and we are talking about it. It's fascinating.
There's something going on. I don't know. I don't want to... I mean, maybe I'm just paranoid and out of my mind, but something feels off to me with society, with people. Yeah. Something is just slightly off.
We have no way of knowing whether it's always felt this off, we just didn't know about it yet, or
it
if it's
to me, I remember
more
getting,
off than normal.
I remember getting to about 15. I remember being quite a happy kid, playing around, and I got to about 15 and I went, hold on.
Yeah.
Is this what's really going on?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember this stark awakening about 15 years old. I went, hold on. Really? And, you know, and it's not left me, that feeling. In fact, it's just been...
It's the Pledge of Allegiance for me in second grade.
Second grade, how old is
really?
That?
Yeah. I was always so weirded out by it. I would just look at everyone in the room while everyone was like this.
I had no idea. Really? I had no idea what it was supposed to be. Like, I was like, what am I doing? What?
You come in and they like hold your hand, they sit you down and they teach you the curriculum, and then you pray to the God, you know, you look up. And look, I love our country. I think it's fucking amazing. Like, the people here are amazing, cities are badass.
And I'm proud.
But there's some really dark shit. Yeah, well, you know what I mean? There's like some really dark shit that's segregated off what we have become. Like, like, I'm at fault for allowing this stuff to continue. You know, I feel like blame and guilt. But at the same time, I'm like, well, no, I was born into this. Yeah. So what kind of responsibility do I have to try to not live on the other side that I know is the other side? You know, I know the red pill and the blue pill.
Christians are very aware of the phrase trying to live in the world and not of it. And that's kind of the way I feel like being, having your eyes opened a little bit, awakening, you kind of are, like, cause we have no choice but to live in this world the way that it is, but we don't have to see it for what it is. We don't have to be a part of the machine.
To navigate
but
through.
Think about
you
that.
Know? Yes.
Think about
you that. Navigate through rather than be a part of,
but it seems like the opposite. Like, if you look at most of the other cultures, like, they're fucking insane. Like, just amazing, colorful populations of people doing all sorts of shit. Yeah, there's a lot of corruption, but they're so much more colorful. Like, we do everything kind of on the grid in the UK and, like, some of these major countries.
Yeah.
I guess the power of the first world countries, we do everything kind of by the rules.
Yeah.
And we follow the rules. Like, we've been bred into following the rules. And so when you kind of step back and you see these other cultures, you're like, oh my God, those cultures are so, they're, it's like animals. Like, yeah, why aren't they doing it? You know? And you kind of look at it, but at the same time, I'm starting to realize, like, maybe that's what the human culture really is people who are like, fuck the rules. They just do everything and it works. Like, there's no car wrecks. And I mean, there are, but you know what I mean? Like, they're less likely to crash their cars because they move more like schools of fish.
Well,
people
right.
are in their populations and they flow with each other. Like, watching those videos but of the earthquake.
It's like watching a herd of animals. I mean, if you've ever seen like helicopter shots of like herding animals, you never see them like trip over each other and like stampede right. over another animal, like you know, one of their own, unless they're being chased or something like that. But
I mean, it's cool seeing the. Here,
I mean, you get people trampling people at Walmart.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, why on earth should people lose their be afraid for their life at a Walmart?
I like America. I love America. I think it's a great place. But yeah. I think it is in some ways the experiment. It feels like the experiment. How far can we push people?
Well, they'll pluck what they want from here, and they spread it around when it's good, you know? But then whenever it's not, they just kind of keep it here.
I mean, even down to the food.
Same with UK. Same stuff coming back this way. It's like...
Yeah, it is.
There's a lot of things that you have to dig up now, and...
Even Europe, though, is not as controlled as America. Even, like I said, even down to the thing that's in food. There's things that are banned in food. The GMOs, all that kind of shit. Like, in Europe, you're like, no, we don't want fucking Frankenfood. And there are laws against it. Here, go on it. Let's see what we can do. How far can we push? How far can we push them? Yeah.
But that's, I mean, you were never gluten intolerant when
no,
you were living
no.
over there.
No. Not at all.
You know, I mean, what kind of illnesses are we not supposed to have that we're also taking medications for?
Well, I mean, I'm not being funny, but ADHD, all this kind of stuff, never existed. It's created.
Yeah,
a creation. And they create medicine first, and then they create a problem to fit
around
it. It's
the byproduct of greed.
You know what? I mean, I spent 14 hours the other day working on this one video, like just from scratch. Didn't once lose focus because I was just sitting there focused. I mean, I would smoke a little bit, you know
well, that's all you need.
I'm working. I'm doing my own thing here in my own
apartment. That's the medicine.
Like, this is exactly where I'm in a flow. I'm in a harmonious rhythm with creativity, because you know what? That second video that I did, Joe, I mean, 10 times better than the first video. Yeah, I mean, and I did that in one day. So man, I knew it was possible, because I knew I'm going to be up until probably 3 or 4 in the morning, but that's when this is going to happen. And Joe, I literally sent off the email at like 4:30 in the morning. Like, I had it almost down to a half hour when I was going to finish this video. And in between there, I had a 2-hour like dinner break. I went and met a buddy of mine at Umami Burger. You ever been there? Have you been there?
I don't know. I don't think so.
They have a veggie option, so you should go.
Umami.
But it's expensive. It's like $20 a burger.
No. Well,
maybe like 12.
No. I mean, it's like 11 or 12.
I think I have been
but
there.
But then you've got like $5 fries and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's a $2 sign.
Do they do the fries in that cone thing?
No.
Okay,
no.
Never mind. I have not been there.
But umami is like is richness of flavor. It like opens your taste buds. Like,
oh, is that the counter?
Oh, that's what I was thinking.
Counter.
It may be the counter.
Similar to the counter.
A place called the counter.
It's another burger place. Nice. Yes.
I mean, I love some of the burger places I've had over here.
Counter's good. Delicious. It's like real meat.
Rebecca Fear introduced me to Umami Burger.
Rebecca Fear. Do you know Rebecca?
No.
You've met her. You've met her once or twice.
Where did I meet her?
California Pizza Kitchen when I first moved out here.
Oh,
she came and met us.
Yes. Rebecca's getting a shout out.
She's getting a shout out. Hey.
Sorry, I was trying to put the face with the name, and I apologize.
Redhead. She's.
I owe you a $5 bill.
Yeah, Farillo. Farillo.
I don't know. That's how I apologize to people. Here's
some
$5.
Rillos. I mean, I've walked into a 7-Eleven.
That's what the elite
do. Whitest guy buying Rillos. You know, there were a couple of other guys up there. Like, I remember the guy in 7-Eleven once. The guy was there was this. You know, these urban fellas walking up, and they're like, you know, you get two of those Swisher Sweets over there, He's like, you know, the guy at the behind the counter at 7-Eleven said, you know, we've actually just got the wrappers if you want. They're like kind of flavored and shit. Like, we can just sell you, like, somebody come out with a product that was just...
Oh, yeah, the blunt wrappers,
you know, I mean, just so they were... That's cool. I mean, I know this is not new, but that was a new concept to me.
Oh, was it?
Especially at 7-Eleven, I was like, no shit. Yeah. And that was at a point where I had just started, like, kind of introducing myself to that world.
They
like,
sell bongs at gas stations.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Fucking mental, isn't it?
Well, I mean, because here it's called all medicine. Happening. Here it's called medicine.
That's one thing that's amazing about what's happening here in America right now is the fucking weed revolution.
Yes.
That is an amazing thing to witness and be a part of.
Texas, there's one legislative committee approved a bill to go on the ballot in Texas for full legalization of marijuana. But, I mean, word has it that it doesn't stand a chance.
Yeah, they might as well get over it because it's going to happen. Eventually,
you're right.
Yeah, so just do it.
But Texas, I mean, goodness, Texas. That was...
If tomorrow, why not today?
Yeah, I mean, Texas is a big deal. Texas would be a big state for that to just happen.
Yeah.
It's not even medical marijuana. It would be full-blown, like, legalization.
Mm-hmm. Walking around, smoking J's on the street. Fuck you, man.
Do you know what? Maybe you the world can't. Will change at that
you,
point.
Bro. Come here. I love you, bro.
Well, really, that's what I mean. Maybe the world will change at that point.
I would not have been open to any of the concepts that you guys talk about or that you know we've been even discussing today had I not introduced myself to this substance.
Herb of mystery.
Yeah. I mean, it allows me to kind of... step over this like fence that I've put up for myself. Yeah. I'm like looking down here at this tiny little picket fence that's like a foot tall. But for some reason, I'm like, no, there's a fence here. I can't go past this fence. And suddenly I'm just like step over this fence. And suddenly there's a whole world out here.
For real.
I don't know. It's so weird.
It's when you look down at the fence, you go, wait, who built that fence? Who built this?
Yes. Well,
whose garden is this?
Yeah, exactly. There's nobody here.
It's true. It helps you be mindful, doesn't it? It's a plant. It's here for us. You know what I mean? Like all the ancient cultures, Lord fucking Shiva in Hinduism was the protector. He was a fucking stoner. Shiva,
excuse me.
A Hindu god. He was a fucking stoner.
Smoke the Shiva.
He was a protector of the plant because of its fucking medicinal properties.
Yeah, yeah.
It's for us. It's here for us. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
We're supposed to use it. It connects us to a higher self. It really does.
It does.
I've had some of my most memorable moments in life have been smoking weed. Absolutely.
You smoke weed, Joe?
You wearing a wire? No, but it's like, you think about it, it's kind of crazy. I mean, the headspace you can put yourself in.
Absolutely.
In the midst of all the chaos of what's really going on around ourselves, you know, it's fucking insane. You know, it lets you step out of things just a little bit and get creative and then hopefully move yourself to the next thing, you know, and... I guess financially in this world, yeah, it benefits and helps you get to the next thing, but move up mentally to release yourself from things that are like chains. Well, yeah, you know, they chain you to your own dungeons.
And it's like the thing about attracting the good. I mean, if you're trapped and you're not able to, you know, feel this sense of freedom, and all you're doing is just worry about what you're being fed, you know, terror and fucking disaster.
Right.
And the weed helps you just... step beyond that into that space where you can attract.
Yeah, you kind of get a headspace where you're like, wait, why does that stuff exist?
Yeah,
well, yes, exactly. So. You start to question why. What's her name on Fox News is telling everybody to bomb them and bomb them again. You know, like,
bomb them.
Like, why are you so bomb angry? Them. Like, why are you telling me that this is a good thing? Like, bombing people's not good.
No, yeah.
I know this. I know this.
It's fucked up.
You know, I mean, it's. You don't even have to tell me. You shouldn't really even have to tell a child that it's not good to hit people because they learn it somewhere. I don't know. Learn it from the energy. I mean, maybe it is energy just permeates a child, and that is the first creative thing that he thinks he can do with all that negative energy that he's got built up is just unleash on somebody.
Well, say like even kids when they go to like a sporting event now, you watch, and yes, it is impressive to see like fighter jets and shit. It's cool. It's like, whoa, that's cool. Those things are fucking fast. But it's crazy. You go and you're forced to see like this military presentation of these war machines that are used to blow shit up. And
that could just as easily drop a bomb on you at this very moment.
I mean, it's just interesting. It's like a thing that kids see and they watch it. And so it's very much, I don't know. It's like in the history books. If all of a sudden the TV, the internet goes away and people get pictures of this era now, like, will they be like, oh my God, like, this was like Nazi Germany when,
but I think so.
You know, shit like that was displayed like a parade, like this mighty. And I can understand like people's pride being mistaken with like where they live. Like they're happy to be American. I get it.
No, but, no, Joe. They're proud to be
proud.
American.
Sorry, yeah, exactly. But do you think it's kind of interesting though, when it's like, man,
I find it so weird to be proud of something you had no fucking control over. Like I can't.
Right,
I
it's like, just like this. It's like a blind allegiance.
I didn't have a fucking choice.
Like white pride, it's just a
black
fact,
pride,
right?
And I understand black pride a little bit because they've been suppressed. But how can you? You have no choice in this stuff. Your race, your fucking geographical location when you're born. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, what does pride mean though? Like pride is a. What, is it just you standing up for yourself in the face of oppression?
It's a falsehood, like, isn't it? It's ego.
Is pride needed? Is pride necessary in a world where you've got all love? Like, why can't it be black love? Why can't it be gay love parade? You know?
Exactly.
Why can't it be?
Yeah, it's like acknowledging the lines in the sand. You know,
it is again the division. Yeah,
exactly. Why can't it just be love day every day?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
smoke
and it can if you take this little LSD tablet.
Here we go, everybody, and 3, 2. Well, I mean, we are in a like pirated broadcast. Like this is totally the era of the CIA LSD.
It's interesting. I'm just curious as to like, because when you see this stuff, my intuition always tells me like, man, I should kind of start setting some goals as to when I want to maybe. Get out of a city, you know, because I wouldn't want to be here if shit like turned off, you know.
I mean, but again with the go bag, right? That's what.
Well, it's like this
about?
Idea where I don't want to fear that's going to happen, but at the same time, I don't want to just ignore the fact that there's some fucking madmen doing some crazy shit around here, and everyone's accepting of all this crazy shit, you know. And it's like, what do you do? And in my head, I can't even like I don't even know how you would act. I just. Almost, because I wouldn't want to go picket or gotta protest and walk the streets and blow. I mean, it's been done. It's been done. Mm-hmm. Like, it happens all throughout history, and it doesn't do anything. It really doesn't do anything. It's almost like you have to just step away from it all and just talk about it like it is. Like, for you know what I mean? Acknowledge it for what it is.
Right. And, but it's amazing, though, because we should know by now. Like, Edward Snowden and fucking the NSA. We know the NSA are fucking looking at our emails. We know.
I have it written on my calendar that the Patriot Act is being renewed next month. Like, really? If I'm going to do anything, if I'm going to be doing anything to, like, call senators or anything.
All right.
Like
well, put a call out. Go on. Give everybody the details.
I'll record this because I have no idea what the details are at this very
this
moment.
Is some
but
good
I'll put this in when the show goes up.
This
absolutely.
Is something that people should get involved in.
Yeah.
This
needs to be put out there.
At least that's a proactive act.
Yeah. Because it's going to happen.
You're
going
to do the thing where you call all the senators and all that?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'll dedicate an hour of my day, you know, a couple times a week.
Is that an electric voting system?
Well, it's a telephone voting. It's not even a voting system.
You're just putting a complaint in, I think.
Yeah, essentially, you're being connected to a service that is acting as a call line for you, and it's connecting you to senator's office, where you as a person should be able to talk to a senator and say, I'm a person that lives in this country. I don't think that this needs to be passed the way that it is. I think you need to be taking another look at this.
And democratically, if there's enough people pissed off, it will make an impact.
Yes,
some really,
it should.
What do you say in a phone call like that, though? You know,
they tell
like,
you.
Stop, you cunt.
They give you very basic things. Because literally, if you say these things, you're just going to be checked as another number on the number of people who call it in opposition.
And do you think it's a real senator that listens to this phone?
No, I think it's an aide. It's somebody that works in the office. And I actually talk to an actual person most of the time. But, you know, again, I believe elements like that do make a difference. Yes, I believe that at a certain point, people will if they don't already
comply,
will not comply, but make the decision you keep calling for. People in these kinds of seats of power are they going to be the ones that have to decide to start doing things for good rather than corruption. True. So the more that we, you know, kind of call out to people, maybe they will just start responding to actual numbers. Sheer volumes of people rather than dollar signs. You know?
I don't know, man. They got some crazy military things going on coming up between elections.
Well, and you know what? If military things start to raise their head outside of the social norm for us and in any sort of weird rapid rate, they're going to be drawing a whole lot of
martial law
negative attention than anybody in politics can do right now. You do everything behind the curtain in politics.
Mm. It's just all so pointless. Like, everyone just wants to live and do shit and just love their friends and families. And
some people couldn't survive without the Matrix, though. There's some people who need that framework and that structure. Otherwise, they would just fall to pieces.
Well,
and I think a lot of
not to sound insensitive about it, but I mean, that seems to me as if that might be a slight element of survival of the fittest. Like,
well, yeah,
if you can't handle what reality actually is, then there might end up having to be a time, because it got so corrupted, that we can't handhold you.
Can you imagine, though, tomorrow? Imagine tomorrow the veil drops. And everything's revealed. I mean, we might be all right, because we'd probably go, yeah, all right, I knew this was coming, right? And even though
I knew something was coming.
Yeah, right? But a lot of people would just, you know, be fucking dumbstruck. They wouldn't be able to do anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, what do we do now?
I'm hoping there's like no fake alien invasions.
Well, they would suddenly have to confront a reality that they didn't have any idea existed,
mm-hmm.
and cope with the fact that it is now their reality. Right now, all we have is that it is a possibility.
And, I do think that's going to happen.
Even more
in
so,
our
it's a
lifetime.
Probability.
Really? Do you think anything will be set up before, like to at least soften the blow, so it's not just this, oh, here, blah, blah, blah?
I think specifically, you know, in our lifetime, in the next 50 years, we'll have some kind of conclusive evidence or proof, or it'll be a general, you know, mainstream consensus that there are life on other planets and we have been visited.
What I kind of hope happens is that it's a situation where we as a population suddenly become aware of something so big that we can't even ignore it, and we're left going, and then we turn around and we suddenly see all these people and it's like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Like, you know, nothing to set everybody else in a panic, but something that we all just suddenly open our eyes and it's like, wait a minute, Superman has destroyed like fucking 14 buildings here. Somebody's not gonna call this shit out. Like, you know, that's where this whole
casualties.
Whole second movie premise is gonna come from. Like, Superman's being, you know, vilified as this like destructive force.
Yeah, there's damage whenever he's trying to rescue a woman.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well. But something is gonna happen. I just hope
Well, maybe it will just be that. Maybe it'll just be the fact that everything that's been hidden, everything from, you know, fucking assassinations and control on food and everything like that. Maybe some stuff like that. But you said that, though.
What do you mean when you say all of it?
What?
What do you mean by when you say all of it? Are you talking about just human corruption, or are you talking about like where our place in the galaxies and in the cosmos are and all of that kind of stuff?
Yeah,
like,
something.
All of it?
Well, no, not necessarily all of it. I said this, though, and then I think Edward Snowden and everything like that. You know,
nobody
gave
a shit.
Why are people not writing in the streets? We are aware that there are fucking forces looking at our emails every day. Yeah. And although they say it's some algorithm or something, who gives a fuck? That's still an intrusion.
Yes.
And we're all okay with it.
Yes.
We're still all on Gmail.
Well, there's almost like this other side of it where it's kind of like where people should, I mean, to a degree, it's almost like, I don't want to have to fear that, you know? So there is this line where people do ignore it, and they're like,
Ignore it.
You know, I'm not doing anything wrong, blah, 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 which they're not. But it's like, where's the line of what, you know, who's being spied on or whatever? It's like,
well, there are steps of acceptance and doing something about it. Like, there are people who just stick their heads in the sand like an ostrich.
Yeah.
They just live in that kind of thing. There are people who kind of, you know that it's there, but they just kind of just ignore it. But then there are people who know it's there and decide not to be a part of it.
Right.
And then there are people who decide it's up to them to furthermore do something about it. And, you know, there are those people that there need to be more and more of those people who decide to do something about it.
Not like Nada, though.
He's blasted.
Nada.
Roddy Piper.
Yeah, he was destructive.
Well, it's true.
He just went for it. I've got enough information here, lads. Let's go.
Yeah. That was interesting.
Very interesting.
I don't know, man. I'm curious as to what's going to happen because shit's going down quickly.
Exactly. What kind of UK are we in for?
Oh, who knows? Draconian. I hope we... I think...
There's something cool about this whole futuristic thing people create, like Tesla, and all these people are like... kind of piggybacking off of what people drew from the 60s, 50s, shit like that. I think that would be such a cool, you know, environmentally friendly kind of structured societies where you could kind of keep progressing and not necessarily go back to just farms and shit. You can still build these amazing cities and it'd be neat to see it with technology instead of it kind of going the way. Sometimes my heart is just like, fuck, man.
The Venus
Somebody project. May switch off those lights.
I mean, the thing is, it just might take a long time. I mean, it seems as if it might be just like any other, you know, natural evolution of things. Like, you know, to turn from, you know, primate to human.
Evolution.
So going from a world filled with hate and corruption to a world filled with, you know, harmony and love and technology, might take some time.
Yep. And then
did you charge this thing up?
I don't even know. I just hit the switch.
Twitter at Earthship Radio, or online at EnterTheElfTree.com, or else I will find you.